Metro commuters, your attention please. The next Metro train approaching your station will be a Metro Express train and will not stop.
Welcome. We had some dropped frames the last live session, and you know what's funny is that it dropped all the frames of this packet. So all my jabbering and jaw, you know, gibberish that I had in the beginning of the show was caught audio-wise, but this was all cut out, and I'm not seeing any dropped frames now. My streaming service is having a hard time doing the multiple streaming right now, maybe because of like high volume or another reason. But it's ironic that I had a better live stream set up camping with Starlink than here. So I'm not seeing any drop frames. We're going to get back into it. We're going to do it again. Take two. Let me fire these fryers back up and we'll do another show. I think we're doing good. Let me fire it back up. By the way, if you're making mistakes, that means you're trying. So that's what I keep telling myself. So we'll get this. I got coffee. It's late. 9:50. We'll do it again. We'll take two. I gotta do one thing over here. Okay. Take two. Let's do it. I got the okay from Meredith to do it again for the late night. So let's dive into it. Since this will probably be the forward-facing one for today, I'll go through this quick again. And, you know, I decorated for Halloween here. Got the Shining. Shining rug pattern for Halloween. I got my half operational Christmas lights or Halloween lights, which is standard. You know, you expect to put these away and then for them to be half working when you pull them back out. A spider. That looked pretty cool. And then, what else? I got a witch that was flying in the studio and crashed into our traffic light that I acquired. They have them on poles and oh, standby. It's in its attention getting give me a quarter mode, so I gotta. Okay. So it'll go through its playing, and if it doesn't get a ball back, it'll just be quiet for the rest of the show. Which I'm thinking that you're wishing that I would as well, but I'm going to go through our packet again because that's when the live stream drops, so we're gonna do it again. Let's dive into it. Okay, so this was how I was going to end yesterday's live stream. I got to find it. So it's Carrie Jubilee Cookbook, and I thought it'd be fun to do a cookbook for the Village of Carrie again, because I haven't really seen a cookbook come out lately. And this was from 1968. So I thought it'd be fun to bring a cookbook and make it like the size of a dictionary, pretty much. You know, get recipes from everybody, from like public works, police, fire, homeowners. You know, just make it a carry cookbook so that in 60, 70 years, we can have like a cookbook on eBay that somebody's selling, and it's like the size of a dictionary, and they're like, wow, they're cooking in carry. So that's what I was going to end with yesterday, but it didn't make it in. $20, eBay right now. You can come in at $4, and they'll probably fire back. Or you could stand tall at 20, but that could be yours. The Cary Junior High did this mural. We're excited to share the beautiful new mural created by our Cary Junior High Dragons, our club, in collaboration with the Village of Cary's Water Department. This mural-themed water conservation brings awareness to the importance of protecting our water resources through the power of art. So very nice, Cary Junior High, for doing that. When I was in the junior high, I was in the first graduating class of that new junior high, and we did a art project to make a quilt, and it was like a quilt squares, and it's still up in the cafeteria, but it's fun to see more art coming out of our schools. Very nice. The Cary District 26 has its final listening session tomorrow. You can bring your questions to find out more about the referendum. They say it will not raise taxes and it will improve the safety of our schools. They say, in fact, your taxes will go down because of how they configured it. So bring your questions to tomorrow at the Cary Public Library at at the time on your screen. 9 a.m. And then Algonquin Township. Do you know a senior who needs a ride to the grocery store or to a doctor's appointment? Did you know that the Algonquin Township Road District offers rides within the Algonquin Township boundaries for individuals who are seniors and the disabled for $3 each way? We offer rides to residents who qualify for our program, Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. So you can't thank them enough for offering this service. No late night rides. Doesn't run until like 2 a.m. But that is a nice service. So thank you, Algonquin Township. And then the Village of Cary has their village board meeting on Super Tuesday. Immediately following that will be the Committee of the Whole meeting. And that will be our second live stream of the village board meeting. So on November 5th will be a fun time. We'll have it pulled up and watch them live as they as government works, and we can talk about it live on air. And we'll I'll see how this single YouTube stream does. And then I'll find out what was going on with that multi-stream and see if we can improve the quality of it. U.S. Department of Transportation, or U.S. Department of Education, it says voting should be a habit, not a hobby. So get young voters involved. Don't let them be discouraged by all the fun stuff that goes around on national media. Let them know that we're in a country that has a strong system, and get them in there and vote, and don't start them off on the wrong foot to have them discouraged that their vote doesn't count, because it does. The McHenry County Department of Health is hiring. So if you're looking for a job, I know a few folks that work for the Department of Health, and it's a strong team over there, and they did a lot of stuff for the veterans They had a Dropbox event for Veterans Day, which was nice. They're hiring a public health nurse full-time, nutritionist part-time, environmental health inspector full-time, clinical patient navigation specialist full-time, certified nursing assistant part-time full-time, maternal child health coordinator full-time, and public health nurse full-time. So if you're looking for a position or you know somebody who is, let them know. McHenry County Conservation District said if you can hear a photo, it would be this one. Sandhills. I got to look up. I have a idea in my head of what those sound like. But I'll pull in the audio tomorrow and we'll listen to them. That'll be the cat sound effect for when I throw stuff at the camera. And then tying right into the conservation district, the Hollis Conservation Area. The last week of Voices Carry Live was with me camping with the family. Thank you for joining me on that trip, if you did. And I wanted to include something to where if you don't have the time to go out camping, or you know if you know just can't doesn't make sense right now to go out camping, I wanted to show you guys that you can camp in your backyard pretty much. The conservation district has at the Hollows, if you look at the top of your screen there, all those numbers are site numbers. And they have a water well back there, and pretty much the whole yellow area is like a lower grade. It used to be a gravel pit. And it's not all gravel. It's like it's grown and like there's vegetation now, but it's not like a forest. So like it looks like you're on the surface of Mars. It's completely surrounded by trees at a higher elevation, and it's like a utopia back there. It looks like you're, if you just stand anywhere there and you do a 360, you wouldn't be able to tell that you're in Cary, Illinois. So they require a week in advance for reservations, so it takes some planning, and it's $20-$30 a night for a site. You know, get some firewood and head back there. You know, go to the Jewels, get like two or three things of $5 firewood. And that's another thing, the firewood, like the price of firewood. I have like an unwritten moray or an unwritten rule to where the price of the firewood has to be, the dollar amount has to be under how many logs are in the bundle. Because if it's $1 a piece of wood, like you just think about it every time you put a log on, it's like that's $1. So it has to be under $1 per piece of wood. But I do, you know, it, if you're having like an event, you know, it doesn't matter at that point for the memories that it's going to make. But it's definitely nice when it's under $1 a piece of wood, so it's not like throwing $1 on the fire. That's my 2 cents, and I'm sticking to it. The Daily Herald, Batavia City Council members will review plans Tuesday to transform a vacant shopping center on Randall Road into an indoor pickleball facility. Pickleball's hot right now. Cary is not Batavia, but I wanted to include this in there. I wanted to see who would be excited for a indoor, you know, Grand Slam USA used to be a thing, pretty much in Crystal Lake, but that's not there anymore. And I can't think of any indoor batting cages. There used to be batting cages in Algonquin at the Brunswick Zone. There used to be batting cages in Woodstock. We had a few pop-up places for batting cages. We need like a long-standing indoor batting cage, you know, with some heat, you know, like 120 mile per hour, you know, do the Adam Sandler, you know, just get in there and then you can do some slow pitch. I just had my daughter, she's coming up on 3 years old, we were in a batting cage for slow pitch. It was probably like 40 miles per hour. And I was there. We were connecting. We were sending him down to third base, hot corner. And she just had that first, her hands were on the bat, and I was like pretty much just throwing the bat at the ball with her. And she had that first like stinging bat when you connect with the ball. So hopefully maybe that'll stick and she'll be in a league of her own, you know, and get in there with the Cary Youth Baseball. So yeah, comment below or email us at voicescary@proton.me and let us know how psyched you are if an indoor batting cage, pickleball, air hockey place would come to Cary. Wouldn't have a bar, wouldn't have video gaming, wouldn't have any of that. Just good old fashioned fun. Let me know. The Cary Park District, let me find this. I'm all discombobulated. Looking to stay active, socialize, and have fun this November, join our seniors club for ages 55 plus at community center. Don't miss out on this wonderful opportunity to make new friends, try something new, and enjoy a crisp fall season with us. The Village of Cary does a lot for seniors, along with the fire department, the book club, glee club, chair yoga, mahjong club. I gotta look up what that is. Craft club and movie and TV club. All clubs are free. Registration is not required unless otherwise noted. So show up. Have some fun. 10K Creations. He is off of West Main. It's a great guy making great stuff. He carves and paints wood figurines for the holidays. And he says, I know Halloween isn't over yet. I promise I do put it away in the evening, but Christmas is only 55 days away. 857 West Main Street, Cary. So I've bought a handful of items from him. Great guy, making great stuff. This is not straight off the boat Walmart stuff. This is stuff that you can keep with the family and pass it down. It's high quality, you know, well-made stuff. The Illinois Department of Transportation, have yourself a gourd time this Halloween, and remember, if you're out driving on Halloween, stop for trick-or-treaters and other pedestrians. Let's work together to make this a safe and spooky night for everyone. If you do have, when you have kids go out trick-or-treating, remember some reflectors, some lights, preferably lights. Reflectors only work when there's light shined at them. But lights, you know, take a, you know, if you got a light-up dog collar, if you got, they make these wristbands that are light-up, or just, you know, a flashlight hanging from the wrist, or just have them have a flashlight. Preferably, it's a light that's 360 degrees visible. So, like, if you do put it on your on their wrist, you know, if there is a car coming from the back, they won't be able to see it if their hand's up front or if their costume's covering it. So, just keep that in mind. You know, do a quick 360. In the fire service, we had a 360 every time you would get in the fire truck and you're operating it. You do a 360 to make sure everything's closed, locked, everything looks good. So do a 360 of your child and yourself, and make sure that everything is visible and to where cars can see you, and stay in groups. Cuba Road. So Cuba Road is a hot button topic around this time. Cuba Road is off of 14 going towards Barrington. There's a whole burlap bag full of stories that have to do with Cuba Road. So I you know, everything from Resurrection Mary to pretty much they I was doing a quick reading of Cuba Road before I came on, and it's pretty much they hit like every story, like mainstream story. So they pepper in like every single story, and they say it's part of Cuba Road. I did have an experience on Cuba Road in high school when I went there on Halloween with my friends. There was a car with its brights on coming over this hill. We couldn't see the car, but it was reflecting over the trees. And we could see the car's lights on the trees, and we're driving towards them, and the lights disappear. So usually I was thinking like, okay, it's either the car turned their lights off or turned off, but the lights didn't like turn in one direction. They just cut off like that. So we all know, we all saw it. We're like, the video, I can hear, still remember listening to the video. I don't know where the video is, but we were all freaking out. We get over the hill. There's not a turnoff, so there's no driveway. There's no street, and there's no car. So that was just as concerning as this. That's a 15-year-old video Bigfoot in Cary, which I did promise we would dive into and find out where that is and go out there and do some research, see if there's any credibility to that. I found that when I was doing research for our first show, and I'm like, that's got to make it in there. So Cuba Road and Rainbow Road, which is off of Cuba Road, hit the Googles up and see what they got going on down there. If you do go down there, be respectful of the homeowners. I am not condoning that you do go down there just for recreational activities. But if you do, be respectful to the homeowners, drive slow, stay in the car. If you see Bigfoot, email us, voicescary@proton.me. Email us your pictures of your home as well, of how you decorated for Halloween, and we'll put that on air. And this has been take two of Voices Carry Live, because when it's live, we're doing it without a net. So I could you know, that was live. You know, you never know what's going to happen, including a whole bunch of dropped. I did this whole thing, and then I went back and I saw like dropped frame, and which means something's going horribly wrong. But I cut it down to just YouTube, and it looks like it's doing good right now. Our streaming service is having issue doing the multi-streaming, but this late night's fun. It's 10:11 at night. Just got back in the studio from camping, so I'm kind of like, you know, it's good to be home. When the family and I got back, we got in the home. I don't know what it is from like when you're gone, but I had the recirculating on with the outside air, like every time, like 10 minutes for every hour, I had it doing that. And when we're home, I have it on 60 minutes, so it's constantly pulling outside air in. I think it's like good for the kids and stuff, and good for everybody in the house to have fresh air. But when you come in, have you ever been gone and like you come in and it smells like new paint, and smells like either like the first time you've walked into your home when you were viewing it? So that's definitely one of the nice things about coming home, whether it's like the smell of paint or just a house that's been locked up for when you've been gone. It's like when you get home and you know, you're back with family, you're back with your community. So I'm definitely happy to be back. You can't get rid of me that easily. I'm getting better at throwing that. So thank you for joining me for take two. We'll see how that turns out. But if you make mistakes, that means you're trying, and this show is for you. This show is not affiliated with the Village of Cary, as It's not associated with any organization or the Village of Cary. This is a venture to raise the conversation and to make our community so strong that no matter what gets thrown at it, you know, we come out great as a team. So thank you for joining me for take two, and we'll see you tomorrow.
You are confirmed at T-minus 10 seconds.
In counting, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Reach for the sky.
Huh?
This town ain't big enough for the two of us.
What?
Somebody's poisoned the water hole.
It's busted.
Who are you calling busted, Buster? That's right. I'm talking to you, Sid Phillips. We don't like being blown up, Sid. Or smashed, or ripped apart.
We?
That's right. Your toys.
So play nice.